I'm Alan Collins. I want to welcome Chuck. Chuck is the Imperial Wizard of the KKK American White Knights. Chuck, thank you for coming on the program tonight.
No problem, sir.
Appreciate it very much. Is there a reason you don't want us to use your last name?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Is there any reason why I did not? No, she just asked. I told her it was up to her discretion.
Oh, can we use your last name?
My last name is Horlis. I'm Chuck Horlis.
Okay, so because I was under the impression you didn't want to use it, which we would have respected, by the way, if that's
correct.
How you felt. But Chuck Horlis, so you are the Imperial Wizard of the KKK White American White Knights, right?
Correct.
How does that? And for example, there's Frank Ancona. We have him on the show tomorrow. He's also an Imperial Wizard. Could you explain the difference? Because are there different clans?
Yes. Back some years ago, there was a case where some alleged Klan members had assaulted somebody in the Southern Poverty Law Center, sued the Ku Klux Klan Incorporated for some astronomical amount of money. At that point in time, the Klan disbanded, and Klansmen that had the required degrees actually became Imperial Wizards with their own groups.
So, I mean, you're an Imperial Wizard, and Frank Ancona is an Imperial Wizard, right? You're kind of on the same level?
Yes. Frank Ancona's got a different degree than I do, but Frank Ancona is a real, real great guy.
All right. Now, as you know, there's some controversy surrounding what was said about Ferguson and the threat of lethal force. Now, as I understand it, you did not make that threat, correct?
No, I did not.
What do you know about it, and what's your position on that statement?
Basically, the Klan has always been an organization that has protected those that could not protect themselves. The Klan also stands solidly behind any law enforcement in America in the correct and constitutional performance of his duties. Okay, as far as the overview there in Ferguson, Missouri, a couple years ago, Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by George Zimmerman in Florida for being in a neighborhood where he did not live at an hour in which he should not have been there, probably doing something that he should not
have been
there.
Well, no, he wasn't. He was just walking through that development. I mean, does that mean you should be shot to death because you're
out
late at night?
Let me finish here.
Okay.
Let me finish. That was a tragedy. Okay. The situation in Ferguson, Missouri is also a tragedy. However, every time something like this happens, the African-American community wants to stand up and say it's a race issue, okay? A 73-year-old woman was beaten to death by two blacks in Atlanta and robbed for $40. Nobody stood up and said nothing about that woman. All right, a black male opens fire on a house in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and kills a 5-year-old girl while she was sitting in her grandmother's lap. Nobody stood up and said anything about that little girl. January 6, 2007, Christopher Newsom and Shannon Christian were carjacked, taken to a house in East Knoxville, beaten, raped, shot, and set on fire. All right, these are all atrocities.
I get your point, but I think the difference here is when you have people in authority and you have a series of incidents where white cops wind up shooting, sometimes in the back, black youth, and it's happened, and I can go down the list of times it's happened from that score. It seems like it's a racial incident. It may not be. But can you understand why the black community might view it that way when they keep losing young people in New York City where they would do stop and frisk, where you get stopped for driving while black because of the number of incidents? Can you understand the sensitivity in the black
Absolutely.
Community?
Absolutely. I come from the 12th largest city in America. Okay.
What city is that?
I see this. Indianapolis.
Okay.
Okay. I see this on a daily basis, okay? However, it happens on both sides of the coin, okay? Whether it's white cops and Latino victims, white cops and African-American victims, or black cops and white victims.
But actually, okay? There's not equivalency because the FBI has done the studies on this. They have the numbers. It happens much more where blacks are victims of cops than whites are victims.
Okay, statistically, African-Americans commit more crimes than whites.
That may or may not be true.
That is true.
But that does not mean that they should be shot to death or victimized
right,
by police.
Not, you not, okay, you're absolutely right. However, that police officer, irregardless of his race, has the God-given right to protect himself. And that's exactly what, you know, Frank Ancona said. There was nothing threatening in that flyer. I looked it over.
What about the words lethal force?
To protect themselves, okay? And, you know, the businesses in Branson, Missouri, they're not the only ones threatening violence, okay? We've been under attack here recently. I just got a recorded voicemail a couple days ago from one of my fine friends at Anonymous who told me that they needed my measurements because they wanted to fit me for a pine box. Okay.
Well, that, yeah, look, I don't support that either. But speaking of Anonymous, now, as you know, some stories in the liberal blogosphere, of which I'm a part, came out. And a woman named Tiffany Willis, who runs a website called liberalamerica.org, I think got a call from you, right?
She got two calls from me. The first one was to explain to her a little bit about the Klan and what we truly represent.
And what was the other one?
The other one was actually to get her to call me back. I'd ask her to call me back.
Wait a minute.
There were three calls that I had listened to on her blog. I don't know who the first one was, but the second two were definitely me.
Well, let me play the first one and see if you know who this is.
This message is for Tiffany. The Klan's watching you, and we don't like what we're seeing. Okay? You need to stop this immediately. We are a nationwide organization with over 350,000 members nationwide. All right, please stop this.
Was that you?
Did that sound threatening to you?
Yes.
It did.
Was that you?
Well, absolutely not.
That was not you.
That could have been somebody from Anonymous.
Somebody from Anonymous saying they're from the Klan threatening Tiffany?
I don't know, because we got the same type. I can switch over to my voicemail and let you listen to the same recording.
Did that sound threatening to you?
I would not construe it as threatening. Because
we're from the Klan, we're watching you? That doesn't sound threatening?
Well, everybody watches everybody.
Oh, come on. Watching you because they want to take care of you and make sure you're in good form and we care about your well-being? That wasn't the kind of watching you that gentleman was talking about. You're telling me that was not you?
I'm telling you that was not me.
Do you know who it was?
No, I don't. If I did, I could not tell you.
Is it possible you do know and won't tell me?
Possibly not.
Possibly not.
There are over 244 Klan groups in America.
Was that somebody from your group?
I could not tell you.
Why couldn't you tell me?
It's because it is against our Constitution to reveal the identity of another Klansman.
I see. So you know that's another Klansman.
Well, I would assume.
Well, wait a minute. A moment ago you said you thought it was Anonymous. Now you're acknowledging it's another Klansman.
I'm telling you, it could be anybody. Just like these little kids that go out with cans of spray paint and white KKK on the side of school buses, and we automatically get the blame for it.
Well, who would go to the trouble of looking up her number, finding out who she is, making a call like that?
The way I heard this, was that, which I have not visited because I really don't have a whole lot of use for the media in one aspect or the other. Okay, but from what I heard from other groups and other people, is that she had outed a bunch of Klansmen.
No, Anonymous did that. She simply reported on it.
Okay, well, she had put her number out there for people to contact her, is the story I got. That's how I got her number, is it was given to me to call her and explain
to her. But all she did was report, as we did on my site, Allen.com, we reported what Anonymous did. She did not unmask Klan members. She reported that Anonymous did.
Okay, well, she put her number out there.
Well, that's fine. But, you know, do you support the kind of her call I just played for you where she was...
Absolutely not. But, see, do you support, on the other hand, an organization threatening another organization that has the God-given right of protection.
No, I don't support any threats. I don't support any threats, period.
Okay, and see, you know, I'm pretty sure that Anonymous and Tiffany have some link together. So basically,
there's no link together. All Tiffany did, as what we did, was report and post what Anonymous did, including some tweets that were in response to Anonymous from Klan members. That's what we did. And
who responded to, if you don't mind me asking?
What's that?
Who responded to Anonymous with tweets?
If you go to her website, you can see. If you go to our website, they're all there. There are some tweets. Yeah, are you on Twitter? You're not on Twitter yourself, right?
No, sir.
So you may want to visit Twitter and look at Anonymous's tweets and see who responded to them.
I see, because you're telling me information that I did not know.
Okay.
Okay. When Anonymous contacted us, basically, I got an influx. And the best thing, and speaking of Miss Tiffany for just a second, I do want to thank her, okay? Because when I left our recruiting number on her voicemail and she put it on YouTube, she has done more for the recruiting of the American White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan in the last 3 days,
brother,
than my officers have done in 6 months.
How many new members did you get?
We've had an influx of over 160 potential members. We're going through the application process now.
You see how powerful the liberal web is?
Well, in any media sources, sir.
You think so? Well, listen, I appreciate your talking to us. You are not that call I play. That is not you.
No, we are a nonviolent Christian base.
All right, but here is this call. Just here's a moment of the call.
This message is for Tiffany.
And this is your call.
Yes, ma'am. My name's Chuck. I'm the imperial.
The voices sound very similar to me.
With a computer, brother, you can do anything.
Do you think someone made themselves sound like you on purpose?
I can, just like I told you, I can go straight to my voicemail right now, and I have a call basically just the same as that. Same tone of voice, same automated call, same thing.
Okay. All right, Chuck. I do appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Thank you for your time.
You do, and God bless.
And we'll come right back at 877-367-2526.